Psychology interns at Wisconsin's youth correctional facilities have reportedly raised concerns about conditions there. Keegan Kyle of USA Today Network Wisconsin reported on the program, along with Patrick Marley of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Keegan joins me now. The program has been under review by the American Psychological Association. Why is that?
We looked at concerns that were raised by the American Psychological Association. So they come into internship programs and review whether or not they meet their certification. Twice now in the past few years, the APA has come into the Lincoln Hill Schools for Boys and the Copper Lake Schools for Girls. And twice now, the APA has walked away from those visits with concerns about how interns were being supervised. And according to the APA's reports, those interns have voiced a host of different concerns, such as not getting enough access to supervision, so to the point where interns felt they had to supervise each other. They thought they weren't getting enough access to certain types of patients, such as sex offender patients who they need to work with as part of their internship program. They thought they weren't getting enough access to inmates in solitary confinement, who is also part of the internship program. They were really concerned more broadly just about the amount of supervision they're receiving and guidance towards gradually increasing their responsibility throughout the internship process so that by the end of their internship, they're doing work that is similar to what, you know, an independent professional would do.
One of the former directors said essentially that staffing levels were such that it was an impossible task to run the program. But that's not the only reason one of these directors has left the position, right?
Right. In the past 2 years, the internship program has had four different directors. The past three have each left amid misconduct investigations, including that they have given erroneous intern ratings so that they weren't properly assessing interns. Another former director was accused of taking pictures of interns while in inappropriate context. And then there have also been kind of these consistent questions about, have intern directors been given enough training or enough time to really handle the intern program? The most recent director who left fought his termination. He argued that the state did not give him enough time to handle the position, which echoes what previous intern directors have also complained about.
Where does that program stand now, and is it possible these problems may come up again, especially given that this is only one of the issues that's been raised about conditions at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake?
The program is currently accredited through 2019. The Department of Corrections plans to have four more interns join its program in September this year. The accreditation review by the APA is continuing, so there has been no final determination as to whether or not the program will continue to receive its certification, whether that might go in some type of other type of status. But at least right now, it appears that the internship program is going to continue for the future. And one thing I should say about this internship program and why it's so relevant, these interns provide mental health services to a critical population at a lower expense to taxpayers than professionals. So if the state were to lose these interns, taxpayers would have to go in and hire much more expensive professionals to do the same type of work.